Hi, this is Linda Butler, Director Butler, and we are starting the Communication and Technology Committee meeting. It's March 4th, 2021, and it's 8:30 a.m. Order comments from the public.
I don't have any hands raised and I don't have any chats.
So that will assume there are no comments from the public. All right, thank you. The monthly website and social media update.
That's me.
Okay.
Things were pretty standard this month. We had about 200 less hits on our website overall. California, of course, was our number one place for hits, and Virginia and Illinois switched places for the month of February. We did have, and last month in January, the number two thing that was looked at was the Scott Road crossing, the stream guide, is that what they call it? Mm-hmm. And that's gone down to the number four place. Number two and three are standard how to employment opportunities and how to pay my bills are always on the top. We did have a huge increase on one of our posts. This is our Facebook statistics. And the particular post that had 791 hits, when I looked, I don't know, a couple of days ago, was Tina's informational bulletin about the vandalism at the reservoirs.
Oh,
so that is what it is. Is there any questions? I have no chats or hands up. Any questions from the committee?
Mm-mm. But I'm happy to hear that people are contacting us.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're just looking
to find information, right?
Right, which is the point of Facebook and on our website is to give them information from us. So I was happy about that.
Okay, is everybody all right with that? Number four is discuss the Reservoir Information Education Ad Hoc Committee. That's me. Can you hear me, everybody? We had a meeting on January 25th, our first meeting in quite a while, a few months, and we've gone through and made progress on the first two areas that we wanted to cover, one being the reservoirs and lakes definitions and what the differences are, how they are used in different areas of the state, et cetera. And we'll be writing that up and beginning our first chapter. The second chapter is the history of Rancho Murrieta, and depending on Paul, I think he's already put most of that together, but we'll be reviewing that. And then the next two items to take on are flow and pumping, and that has obvious interest. And then the other is the identifying the three reservoirs, what each of them does, and what how it all goes together with the flow and the pumping. And the last thing I wanted to say, and we're going to talk more about it, is the reason why we have this committee. I'm going to just repeat this, is our mission statement. We're going to gather and review information relating to the health and quality of our reservoir system. We will use the information to educate our residents, to reevaluate and reinforce the existing rules and restrictions, and to determine any additional actions necessary to protect and improve the quality of our water. This is really important in light of the things that have been happening out in and around our reservoirs. So that I'm very determined that this committee will pull together and present information that will help us accomplish our mission. Questions?
Linda, this is Tom. Is it all right if I make a comment?
Of course.
I was invited by the Kiwanis Club a couple weeks ago to give a presentation on the district, and it was pretty much a wide open concept. And so after talking to the head of the Kiwanis Club, we decided I would do a story about the water in Rancho Murrieta. And I pulled up an old slideshow that Paul had available. It was about 40 slides, so it was way too many slides for the 6:30 p.m. Kiwanis meeting. But it was really interesting that how much information was new to the people who were in the Kiwanis Club. Okay. And those are a bunch of long time, I think there are like 18 people on the Zoom meeting. They're a bunch of long time Rancher Marietans, and talking about the reservoirs and talking about where the water comes from and where it ends up going, as Paul likes to say, from the source to the course, is a subject we should have, and it should be repeated, because as people come and go and people forget it, I think the amazing water system we have here at Rancho Marietta is almost one of a kind. And the more you talk about it and the more people appreciate the value of what we have here is really important. So I applaud the work you guys are doing with the ad hoc committee. And I think it's a very useful direction to be spending our energy and our communication. So my compliments to the work you guys have done on that, you and John and Paul, and I forget whoever else you.
Joanne came from, is our representative from Joanne Brandt from RMA.
Yeah. So good work and a very, very positive thing to be talking about.
Two things, Tom. First of all, I'd like to see that presentation.
It's a lot. It's a lot of slides.
It's okay. And then second of all, it's what I'm finding, what we're all finding whenever we tackle anything in Rancho Marietta, is that it's like an onion. You peel off the top layer and then there's more and more and more and more. And it does mean that things take a little bit longer. But I think the efforts, and I thank you for recognizing our work.
Well, and one last thing, I got to do a plug for the Kiwanis Club, because I'm very, very involved with community service groups in my previous life as a Rotarian. But they did ask me if they could put a sign on our yard that is advertising their crab feed, which apparently has been a really big deal over the years, because they make a lot of money off of it for a small group. But because of COVID, they got to do drive-up crab feed. So there's going to be a little sign out in front of our building here advertising for the crab feed as an exchange for the presentation. So I'm giving a little plug for that nice group. So there you go. Hello? Hello?
No. And this is Amelia, to say for the record that Mr. Merchant, hi, did you hear me? Mentioned that John Merchant, Director Merchant, is not on the meeting today. He was not able to attend. So that's why he's not chiming in this morning.
My audio is going in and out.
Okay. And Tom is going to chat about this with us. Tom, can you hear us? Hi, Tom.
My audio is going in and out, so
awesome.
I got to come in here.
Wait, will you join us here then?
Here, take this seat and you can talk.
Or to the front?
I'll sit right here.
Okay. Excuse us.
Okay, where are we?
We're going to talk about the vandalism at the reservoirs, and I have the informational bulletin that Tina posted. February 22nd, you posted it, Tina?
Yes, it was sent out, yes.
And it's on the website. This is
Hers is working.
Okay. Is yours coming back?
Okay, I think mine is working.
And I got nothing. I got no power. Look, I have no power. Keep unplugging it.
Okay, we're currently experiencing technical difficulties here at the district. If you'll just everyone hang on a moment while we get things corrected. Thank you.
An unknown error occurred. Okay.
I can hear you, Amelia, but I'm gonna call in on the phone number so I don't get disconnected again.
I have no internet.
Okay.
Ask if anybody out there can still see my screen.
No.
I could see the screen.
Can anyone out office. There that can hear me see the screen?
We can see Michelle Ammon's screen.
Whoever MQ Public is, I know I can see.
I can hear you, but I can see is the list of people, attendees. I can't see anybody's screen.
Yeah. So I'm going to dial in myself. I'm going to turn off my audio on my computer.
It's like I have no internet connection. It's like I'm unplugged from the wall. Oh, you did it. Huh? What's that? Hanging. That's for something else. It's like I'm unplugged from the wall.
Okay. How do I make myself host?
It's working. You just need to do your screen share.
Okay, so I'm going to take this into my office.
Okay.
And then will you turn your screen around, or you can plug yourself in here and then you can see, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'll share my screen again. And then you can see.
Okay. No. There we go. That's my screen. Hey, Paul, can you hear me at all?
Yes, I can. Something odd, too, with the participants. It says that MQ Public is the host.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just noticed that. I'm the host. Do you want me to do anything? I have got options for security and pausing recording and stuff like that.
I think we're all done in here. You might want to go to Amelia's office.
Think?
Yeah.
When did I sign off and somebody else?
I can hear people talk. I mean, I know they're talking, but nothing's coming through in here. Amelia's back to being host.
Hello. Hello. Thank you all so much for your patience. I am going to share my screen again. Okay. Hi, can you hear me? Michelle, can you hear me?
Yes. I'm not Michelle, but I can.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to share my screen again. And Linda's coming in to join me. I apologize. And let me know if you can see my screen.
Yes.
Can you see my
screen? Yes, this is Cindy.
Okay, Tom, if you're still with us and you would like to continue, we're discussing the incident the weekend of February 18th through the 20th.
Okay. Can you hear me? I went to my phone.
We can hear you.
Okay. So as I was saying, some people pushed the porta potty into Calero Reservoir.
Tom?
And yes.
Can you, there's an echo. Can you turn off your volume or turn down your volume on your computer?
And now Tom's trying to get
well,
back.
Well, I'm not using my computer yet. I'm trying to log back into
the. Okay, I'm back to the computer. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you. You sound perfect.
We're back in business. I need to let everyone know we've been having some intermittent internet problems here at the district office. We've been working with our IT provider doing a bunch of testing to see why we're having intermittent issues, either hardware or software or whatever it is. And we're working with Greenfield as well to determine that, you know, we're trying to troubleshoot the problem. And so this is the very first time we've had this kind of a problem during a live meeting. And I apologize for the confusion. So to finish it off, there's been some damage that's been done. And, you know, the damage to the reservoir was somewhat averted because of the fact that the porta potty had been cleaned and refreshed the day before, but it doesn't make it okay. And so we're going to up the game. We're installing it. We're working with the RMA very closely to put more cameras in critical parts of the district that allow our security people to be able to go to a camera and see if there's something going on. It's a force multiplier in the terms of law enforcement, because it puts our eyes in a lot better places, a lot more places, but it will not be tolerated. And at some point in time, somebody's gonna do something like this and they're gonna get a letter from the district with a hefty fine that they will be required to pay. The access people have to the reservoirs is a privilege, that you're going over private property to get there, and abusing that access is not going to be tolerated. We have a very enclosed water supply. It's not like Folsom Lake where people can take their RV up to the water's edge all weekend long. And as the water goes up and down, they continue to be able to do so. But you know, the American River refreshes Folsom Lake on a regular basis. We don't get refreshed except during these months when we pump water from Granley's Dam up to Calero. So we're going to be working with the RMA. We're going to be trying to be a little more creative than in the past is how we protect our water. But this is something we're going to stay on top of. Tina, can you talk about any kind of response you've received from your flyer?
I haven't received any responses or any notifications from anyone in regards to information that anyone could provide to us about who did this or anything like that. However, there is also another state law under the California Health and Safety Code 116750A that any person who tampers with a public water system is guilty of a felony. So, we will provide education to the community on that as well in regards to that, because there are obviously other hefty fines to include up to $30,000 in fines for tampering with the water systems. We take this very seriously and would hope that somebody would come forward and give us any information that they might have on that. But installing cameras around the area will assist us and hopefully reduce some of the vandalisms and other things that go on out there. But there's other solutions for that we're looking into as well, like possibly more signage around the lakes and reservoirs. And then continue doing these informational bulletins.
Cindy, can you mute your mic, please?
Okay.
And that's it for that.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Linda. I just had a couple of comments to make. I think that the ad hoc committee is, and these incidences are interestingly connected, and the timing, although the incident itself is abhorrent, the timing is good in the sense that this ad hoc committee is going to be addressing some of those things. The other thing I wanted to mention, and we've talked about it on and off, is the idea of gates from dawn to dusk being closed to that area. And I really would like to hear some comments or some information from, if we have any, about what RMA's feeling is about that.
And we will definitely work work in that direction with Kevin. So I have a meeting. Tina and I actually have a meeting with Kevin this afternoon. So this will be a major topic of discussion.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. I just feel that bottom line is we are going to be spending some time and probably some money to teach some of our residents and their guests how to behave in Rancho Murrieta.
Exactly. Okay, any more comments, questions?
I don't have any any chats or hands raised.
Okay, any comments from directors or any other directors or staff? Anybody have something they want to say?
I'm good.
Is this the shortest meeting in captivity?
No, we beat it. Finance was 11 minutes.
Well, we did have to. Anybody with anything else they want to comment on? Okay. We will adjourn.
No, item number 6.
Oh, that's
director comments. Okay.
That's what I just said. Then we will adjourn at what time is it?
7:53. Okay. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry for the interruptions.
It's not 7:53.
8:53. 8:53, not 7:53.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you all.